We begin the current daf, Masechta Sanhedrin daf Pei Zayin. We begin on the bottom line of Pei Vav Mabez, where the Gemara goes and elaborates in great detail on the halacha of the previous Mishnah regarding one of those which are nechnakin from the lowest of the four death penalties that were executed in the court, which are those who died by strangulation. Our Mishnah spoke about the category of Zokin Mamre al Pi Bezdin, the Talmud Chacham, the judge who disagrees with the high court and does his own thing, he gets executed through strangulation. So Tarban Lunda Braisa, where the Braisa quotes the pasuk that we mentioned in the previous staff, which is are the psukim that talk about in Devarim Perek Yud Zayin, the halacha of Zokin Mamre. So it opens up by saying, Ki Yipoli Mimcha Davar, if it will be eluded from you something, which the rest of the pasuk, which the Gemara will darshan from this Braisa, that whether it will be alluding to you something regarding judgment, La Mishpat, which is bin dam ladam, between different types of blood, bin din ladin, whether it be different types of judgment, bin neg lenegr, different types of negoyim, divrei rivus b'sharecha, words of dispute in your gate. So there's going to be a disagreement. But come to you, should get up, balis, and go up, elamokum ashifcha shemakecha boy, to the place which Hashem your God chose, which means up to Yerushalayim, to the Bais HaMikdash, which that's where the higher courts are. So the Braisa takes apart each word from this pasuk to expound different halachas relating to Zokin Mamre. So although the literal translation of Yipoli means that separate, alluding, however, as we continue to have Pei Zayin and Aleph, the Braisa expounds that word to say b'mufla shebebezna kosam daber. The word mufla could also mean not only separated, but also greater, meaning from the great ones of the court, only someone that's a mumcha lebezdin, a professional, a seasoned judge, he is where the halacha of Zokin Mamre applies, where if he rebels and he does his own thing, he gets judged with chenek, which excludes a Talmud, a student, who, if he does his own thing, he's not on that status, that his rebelliousness will have that type of a danger, and he does not get chenek. When it says ki poli mimcha, so that's ki poli. The next word is mimcha, from you, that refers to ze yayitz. That's a counselor. That's someone who's disagreeing with the rest of the court regarding Ibur Hashana, the intercalation of an extra month for the year, which that halach of Ibur Hashana is called Seid, Eitzah, secret counsel, as the Gemara will explain later on. So to Vechenu Eimer, and that's what we find in the pasuk in Nochem, which we find that by the word yayitz, it says the word mimeich. So here when saying mimcha, it would refer to a yayitz, which it's alluding to that halacha, that even if he's disagreeing in just in Ibur Hashana, in the solar, in the lunar calendar, that alone would be enough to hold him guilty for a chenek. As the pasuk says in Nachem, Mimech yatza cheshev al Hashem ra, from you came out someone that's thinking on Hashem bad. Yeyetz bli'al, of someone that forsakes the yoke of God, that's a counselor. We see in the pasuk, it talks about yeyetz, and it's referring to mimech, which we see that the word mimcha would refer to a yayitz, which again, yayitz refers to someone that talks that's involved in Ibur Hashana. That itself, if he disagrees in that, would make him into a Zokin Mamre. Next word in the pasuk is that if it will be eluded from you, dover, a thing. So zu halacha, that refers to a halacha l'mesh mesina, that even regarding that, if he disputes that, he gets executed for that. Well, the next word of the pasuk is, it will be eluded from you, dover la mishpat, for judgment. Zehadin, that refers to the din of a gzeirah shava, where if he disagrees with a gzeirah shava, which it says over there, that word in the Torah, it says over there, that word in the Torah, which we have a messiah for that, even for that he would get executed, because as Rashi points out, if you would think it means literally din, regular judgment of a court case, it says that explicitly in the Torah, in that pasuk, of bin din la din. So if it's saying la mishpat, when we're saying that means din, it means it's actually referring to the word of a gzeirah shava. If he disagrees on that, he becomes a zakin mamri. And the pasuk continues, bin dam ladam, whether if it's regarding different types of blood, which that refers to different halachas pertaining to blood, which is bin dam nida, whether if they're disagreeing regarding if this is considered menstrual woman's blood, or dam led, if they're disagreeing regarding if this is the birth bloods, or dam ziva, or this is the bloods of ziva, which all these types of blood are tame, and they're in disagreement if it is that blood. That's something where the Zokin Mamre, if he rejects that of the high court, will get executed. Bein din ladin, whether regarding different types of judgment, which that applies to all types of judgment, bein din nefashos, whether it be regarding capital punishment, din mamonos, or monetary law, or din makis, or law pertaining to lashes. The pasuk continues, bein nega lenega, or between different types of nega afflictions. Bein nega adam, whether it refers to if they're disagreeing regarding a nega on a person, if it's considered a nega on that, or negibatim regarding tsaras afflictions on a house, or negibagadim regarding a nega on a house. Then the pasuk continues that these are divrei, which again, each word really is it's like divrei rivos, but we're taking apart each word and showing how it's alluding to one of the halachas of Zakin Mamre, where the truth is it should have said divariv in the singular, that you should bring up this word of dispute up to the high court, because we're talking about one specific case. Why does it say divrei rivos in the plural? Coming to include Elo HaCharamim, this refers to a Cherim vow, V'arachin, or an Erech vow, V'hekdeshes, or a vow to Hektish, which these are all things that come and take effect through the words of someone's mouth. That's what's being included in Divrei, the plural, to say all different types of halachas pertaining to different types of vows. Rivais, disputes. Zuhashka is Saita, that refers to the drinking of the suspected adulterous woman, which the reason why she's drinking this is because of the dispute that she has between her and her husband regarding if she had an adulterous relationship. Varifas Egla, this also refers to the decapitated calf, which is when they find a dead person on the road and they don't know who killed them. The person was murdered because of a dispute. And so it's different, it's Rivas. And Vitaris Mitzayra, also regarding the purification of a Mitzayra, where the negat Tzaras that he has also happened through the dispute of Lashon Hara, because that's one of the reasons the punishments of Tzaras. So his purification is included in this halacha of Rivas. Again, if the Zakim Amri rejects the halacha of the high court in any of these areas, he becomes a Zakim Amri. Then the pasuk continues, Bisharecha in your gates, Zuleket Shikrupe, that refers to Leket, which are the random stalks that fell on the floor. Shikha are the bundles that were forgotten, or Peya is the corner of the field that's to be left for the poor people, which all these halachas are matnas aniyim, which regarding them, it says, Va'achlu Bisharecha, you should eat them in your gates. So when it says Bisharecha, it refers to the halachas of Leket Shikrupe. And it says, Vakamta, and you will get up. And the fact that it says you will get up, obviously the inference is that they were sitting up until now, which that is mi bezin from that they were sitting in the court, meaning they were sitting in the place which is established for them, that they stay there until the time when it comes time to eat the noon meal, that which is in the as the Gemara Masechta Shabbos says, that's how long the court sits there from the morning. And that's where all those who need judgment and guidance come over there in every single city. And that is what the Torah is warning regarding the bezin of that city. If they have a dispute amongst themselves, that they have to go up and ask the question in the high court. Valisa. And then you go up, meaning Malamit Shabesa Megdish Givay Meretz. So that teaches that the Beis HaMikdash was higher from the whole of Eretz Yisrael. Because of the fact that it says Vikamta Valisa Al-Makam, you'll get up and you go up to that place. Obviously, there's no city in Eretz Yisrael that's higher than Yerushalayim, which is where these Bezdins were. And moreover, the Eretz Yisrael Givay Mechal Aratzis. And Eretz Yisrael is higher than all the other lands of the world. Which this is actually the Tanya of the Braisa that's concluding his statement. He's not learning this out from the Pasuk, but rather, as Gemara will shortly explain, where we know that from, but he's adding on, not only is Yerushalayim higher than the rest of Eretz Yisrael is higher than the rest of the world. And when it says, El HaMakam, to the place, Malamed is teaches Shamakam Garim, the place of the Lishkas Hagaz is what causes the Halach of Zakim Mamre. In other words, if the Jewish Supreme Court, the Bez Nagel, was somewhere else, and he disagreed with them, that wouldn't make him a Zakim Mamre. It has to be that they were in the Lishkas Hagaz and they paskin, and then he does otherwise in the city, then they become Zakim Mamre. Now the Gemara asked, Bishlam and Beis HaMikdash Gevay Meretz Yisrael, we understand that the Beis HaMikdash, the temple, was higher than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. The Chassid Bali says, we learned that from the Pasuk, it says you have to go up from wherever you are in Eretz Yisrael up till the Beis HaMikdash. Ela Eretz Yisrael Gevay Mekal Aratzis, but to say, as the Tanakh concluded, that Eretz Yisrael is higher than all the other lands, Menale, where did you know that from? Says the Gemara, the Chassid, it says the Pasuk in Yirmiyah. Lachain therefore, hine yamim boim num Hashem. Hashem says, days are coming, where v'lo ya'imru oid, and it will not be said in the Mochai Hashem that Hashem shall live asher helatz b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim, which he has taken out the Jewish people from the land of Egypt. No, ki Mochai Hashem, rather Hashem lives asher helav asher hevi azer beis Yisrael, which he brought up and he took the seed of the Jewish people, me'eretz Safina, from the land in the north, and Mekal Aratz is from all the lands asher dachtam sham, which I pushed them there to, V'yashra ad Moslem, and they will settle on their lands. From the fact that it says that their lands is Gevayim, Mekal Aratz, as we know, how do we know that's higher than all the lands? Because it says Hela, that Hashem will take them up. Obviously, and it's wherever the Jewish people are, where they're scattered all over the world, obviously because Eretz Yisrael is higher than all the other lands of the world. Tana Bar Mina Braisa, and which will reflect back on this Braisa we just quoted, is a three machlik is regarding the criterion of a Zakin Mamri. Zakin Mamri, Eina Chayev, El al davish has a dayne karis v'shigigas echatis direi meir. Meir holds that the liability of Zakim Mamre, that he disagrees and he fights his own way and he does his own thing in disagreement with the high court, is only going to be his halacha of chenek if it's regarding a halacha that if one does it deliberately, there's a punishment of karas, and if he does it by mistake, it's a liability of a karma chatas. That's his opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Aimi says, al davar shei ikar midibur Torah, it has to be something that its primary halacha is sourced in the Torah. Upirush midibur Seifman, it's expounded and elucidated and elaborated through the words of the sages. Rabbi Shimon Aimi, third opinion, he says, afil adiktet echa midiktukei Seifim, even if it's one small little minutia of the inferences of the scribes of the Talmid Chachamim, even if he disagrees on that, we'll make him into Zakir Mamre. That's the three of Machlekes. So the Gemara clarifies, my time in Remeir, what's the reason of Remeir that says it has to be specifically Davar Shazadayin Akaris Veshikagasechata? It says, Gama Davar Davar. He has a Gzeir Shav of the word Davar. Ksev Hach, it says over here in the context of the Zakar Mamre and Devarim, it says, Ki Poli Memcha Davar LaMishpat. If it will be eluded from you, something from Mishpat says the word Davar. Ksev Asim says, Apasing Imayukra Venelam Davar Meinakol, if it will be eluded something from the eyes of the assembly, which refers to the Parhelm Davar Shaltzibur, when the Bezen HaGadol makes an error in halacha and the whole Jewish people follow that and they find that they did something wrong, they have to bring a certain carbon. Now, malahal and just like over there, davar shechayav al zedayin nekaris v'ashikagas sechatis is specifically something that the high court had made a mistake regarding something that if one is deliberately violates his karis and by mistake chatis, as the Gemara teaches us in Harias. So the Gzeirah Shavah teaches us, it says also over here by Zaka Mamri Davar, Avkan Davar Shechayiv Azedayin Nekarist V'Shegagas Sechatis, so too over here it's going to be something specifically, as Remeir said, Zedayin Nekarist and Shegagas Sechatis. For Behuda, the second opinion, he learns out, it says in the Pasuk over there by Zaka Mamri, it says, Al Pi HaTorah Asher Yerucha, based on the Torah which he teaches you, what that teaches is, Ad Deikar Torah V'Yerucha, what he has to disagree and reject of the high court, has to be something of Torah, which is what's written in the Torah, and Yerucha, which is then taught by the Divrei Sefer, by the sages, in interpretation of what the Torah means to say, which is how Rabbi Yehuda said it. Rabbi Shimon, the third opinion, he says, the pasuk before says, Asher yigidu lecha min hamakom ahu, which they will tell you from that place, which that says, afil kaldu, whatever it is, whatever they're going to teach you from that place, from the Bez Lagadol, if he rejects, he becomes a Zakat Mamri, even wadiktuk echad mikdiktukei Sefer. So that was the three machlekes. Now, Amalei Rav Huna bar Chinna le Rava. Rav Huna bar Chinna said to Rava, Tirgam li lahamas nita. I want you to interpret for me that braisa that we brought before, which we started off the daf, which took up until halfway of the amid, which said that the Zakir Mamri will be executed for all those different halachas and gzer shavis and erachim and ektashis and all those different things that the Tana the braisa taught. I want you to explain me that braisa alibed Remeir, which we just had a three machlekes according to Remeir that he said that the Zakir Mamri is only liable for something that's Zidayin Nekaris or Shigigah Sechatas. I want you to explain to me how all those halachas that Negi Batim, Negi Adam, Dinin Mamanis, Damnida, all those halachas, which is going to continue to the next daf, I want you to show me how each one is something that could be a Zadin Karis and Shigigah Sechatas, that it could all be like Remeir. So I'm going to Rabbi Rapapa. So Rabbi said to Rapapa, Pok Tirgamele, you go out and you explain to him and interpret and go through every single halacha of the Brice and show him how it could be like Remeir's halacha of his, that it has to be something that's done in Karas for Shigigah Sechatas. And he goes through every single halacha. Ki Pale, the Brice said that it says Ki Pale, which teaches Bemuflish of a Bezna Kasamadav. It has to be specifically something that applies to someone that's noteworthy of the court. Only he becomes Zakat Mamri. Now it continues, the next drasha is Mimcha, from you. So the Brisa says, Zeh Yoyitz, that refers to a counselor, someone that Sheyedei La'abr Shanim L'Kvei Chadoshim, that means someone that knows how to intercalate the year and to set the months. Where is that going to be something that, if he disagrees with the high courts regarding if there's an extra month or not, that'll be something that's Zedei Nekaris V'Shigah Sechat. It says, Kiditnan, like we learned in the Mishnah Masechet, in other words, if they're going to disagree, the Zakin Mamri and the sages, in the Machlekes of the Tanoim of this Mishnah, that will be something that will have a relevance of Zedei Nekaris and Shigah Sechatis. How so? Because the Mishnah teaches in Idyas that Hein Ha'idu, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Papayas, as it's brought over the Masechet Idyas, they testified, which is the whole Masechet Idyas is based on different testimonies, that the court is allowed to intercalate the year, to add an extra month, the entire month of Adar, which even though that they did not decide this to be Ma'abr the year before Purim, and they even so therefore they read the Megillah on that first Adar, and only afterwards did they see that it was fit to go ahead and make an Ibr Yishana to add another month in Adar Sheni, still they're allowed to go ahead and be Ma'abr the year. Now, the reason why they had to say this testimonial was because Shahayu, that it was that the other sages were Oimrim, they said that Ad HaPurim, that actually it's only up until Purim that you're allowed to be Ma'aber and to make it into a leap year, but after that you're not allowed to make it Ibur Shana. Now the reason for their opinion is Purim Sechus Rosh Hashanah, that because from Purim and onward, the Chachamim, the sages, the Talmid Chacham start lecturing about the Halachas of Pesach. The reason for that is because you're supposed to talk about the Halachas of Pesach 30 days before, which is what the day of Purim is. Now, if after Purim, you're going to say that, oh, Pesach is not a month from now, it's actually in 2 months from now, so then people are not going to listen to the agents of the court because they already heard from the Darshanim, from the lecturers, that Pesach is in 30 days. And they're going to come to disgrace the Halachas of Chametz. Where it comes out, the Ilahai Gisa, if to this way, in other words, if the court had said in the Lishkas Agazas that, okay, we're going to be Ma'abar the year after Purim, meaning that they hold like Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Papayas, and the Zakim Rami is saying that no, you can't be Ma'abar after Purim, so Kashar Chametz BePesach. So it comes out that he's permitting Chametz on Pesach, because in 2 months from now, which is Pesach according to the Chachamim, he says no, it was a month before. He's going to let people eat Chametz on what's really Pesach. And Vila Haigis, and if it's the opposite way, it's also going to come out the same thing. Kashari Chametz on Pesach, he's going to be permitting Chametz on Pesach, which is something that is a Donai Kares. So therefore, either way, this would be a case of Remeir's Halacha, of has to be Zedonai Kares, in the Halacha of Yayitz, which is learned out from Mimcha, regarding someone, when is the month going to be? Is there another month or not? Continuing in the Braisa, Dover, it says, what do we learn from the word the thing? Zahalacha, that refers to Halacha L'Mesh Mesinai. What does that refer to? Which Halacha L'Mesh Mesinai would have a relevancy of his, if one would do it deliberately, this Karas? Zu Hilchas Echad Aser. That's the Halachas of the 11 days, referring to the last of the 11 days between the days of Nida. Where the Halacha is, that the Halacha L'Mesh Mesinai, that if, when a woman has, when she menstruates, the menstrual blood, which is when she does not conceive, and therefore her cycle is that she releases that blood, so she becomes a Nida, and she's a Nida for 7 days. Then when those 7 days of Nida pass, then she does not come a Nida right away the next time she sees blood, until first 11 days pass. Now every blood that she sees in those 11 days, between the 7, 11, 7, 11, between those 7 days, are what's known as Dam Ziva. They're the blood of Ziva. Now, if she sees in those 11 days, 1 day or 2 days consecutively, so the third day she has to do what's called Shemeres Yom. She has to safeguard that day to make sure that she does not see any dam during that day. And if she stops and she doesn't see blood that day, so she immerses herself that day and then she becomes tahar. Now, however, if she sees 3 consecutive days during those 11 days, she becomes what's known as a Zava Gedayla. She becomes a Ziva to have to bring a carbon and to have to immerse herself in Mayim Chaim. Now, there's a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Shimon Malakish in the halachas of the last day of these 11 days, where Rabbi Yochanan says that there was only one halacha L'Mesh Mesinai said regarding the 11th day, and Rish Lakish actually says there were 2 halachas that were said to differentiate the 11th day from the days before it in the 11 days of Ziva. Now, this machlekes is actually elaborated in the end of Masechtas Nida, and there it says 2 different versions of the machlekes, and here the Gemara picks one of them. So, the idma we learned, Asiri, regarding the 10th day of these 11 days, Rabbi Yechonah Amar, he says, Asiri ketshi. The 10th day is like the 9th day. Rabbi Shimon Malakash, he says, no, Asiri ke'achad asar. The 10th day is like the 11th day. What does that mean? So the Gemara explains. Rabbi Yechonah Amar, he says, Asiri ketshi, the 10th day is like the 9th day, which is mateshi iba'ishimur, just like if a woman sees on the 9th day of these 11 days, then she has to safeguard, because if she sees in the 9th day, she has to then safeguard the 10th day. Meaning she has to watch out to check to see if she's seeing blood this day. Because it is fit to combine to be 3 days of Ziva, which would make her into a Zabak Deil, and we have to know that because that's regarding a liability of a carbon. Because maybe she's going to see on the 10th day, which would make it 2 consecutive days. And then she might go ahead and see on the 11th day, which is going to make it 3 consecutive days. So just like on the 9th day that she has to do Shimer on the 10th day, because then she might see the 11th day, which are 3 days in these 11 days. Says Rabbi Yochanan, af asiri b'yishimer. Also, a woman who sees the first time on the 10th day has to be shemeres achad asr, has to safeguard and watch to see if she sees blood on the 11th day. Now, although the 10th day, if it's just starting now, it's not fit to combine for 3 days to make her into a zava gedayla, because day 12 does not combine to make her into a zava gedayla, because that's already past those 11 days, where if she didn't see 3 consecutive days to be a Zav in those 11 days, then the 12th day is actually the beginning of her Nida cycle. Now, that's what Rabbi Yechanan says over there, that he said the halacha of the 11th day, that there was only one halacha said regarding it, differentiating it from the days before them. What is that? That it does not require to have a shimur of the 12th day corresponding to having seen on the 11th day. Because as we said, day 12 is not from the days of Ziva. But it is similar to the days before it, where it does have to be safeguarded. When does the 11th day have to be safeguarded? When she saw on the 10th day. Because just like on the 10th day requires a safeguarding, as we said, just like on the 9th day. Now, Rish Lakish Amar, he says, no, Asiri ka'achad asar. He says that the 10th day is like the 11th day. What does that mean? Not like the 9th day. Ma'achad asar loy bayishimur. He says, just like the 11th day does not need to be safeguarded, because if a woman sees on the 11th day, the shimur is always the day after. The day after is already the 12th day. She does not have to safeguard the 12th day because that's not part of the days of Ziva. So it says Rish Lakish, Afasiri loy bayishimur, so to the 10th day does not need any safeguarding, meaning to be shimur the day 11. Because the halacha of Shemeris Yoim Neged Yoim, which is this halacha of safeguarding the next day in regards to this day, is only, says Rish Lakish, if it's fit to combine into three consecutive days. So therefore Rish Lakish says that there's two halachal mishmasinas that were said regarding the 11th day to differentiate it from the days before. One is that it does not need any shimur, and another one is that it does not need shimur for the day before it to safeguard on the 11th day from day 10. So it comes out that if the Zakin Mamri and the Rabbanan, that of the High Court, would disagree regarding the halachas of this 11th day, like Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan disagree, that's something that's a dumbest shezadayin karis, because regarding a woman that has to be a shemeris yom keneged yom, there's a chiv of karis if, let's say, we consider her a zava katana, which is she's not tahar this day. She still has to, this day that she has to safeguard is still a carryover from the day before, as the pasuk says in Yikra Tezav, kol yimei zav tamas, which the Gemara Darshan's, it could have said yimei. Why say kol yimei to include even that of zava katana, which is that if according to one opinion she's going to be a zava katana, according to the other one she's not going to be, and that is going to be something that if a man would have be with that woman, it could be a chiyuv karis according to one opinion, according to one opinion not. So that's something that's a machlekes of davish as doy nikaris. That would be the machlekes according to a mayor of the zava. In Mamri and the Rabbanon in this halacha of Dover, which is halacha, halacha mishmasina of the 11th day of the Meziva. He continues explaining the Braisa to him. Said Mishpat in that pasuk, Zehad Din, that we said that refers to the din of a Gzeres Shava. Which Gzeres Shava, as Gittin Tamid Beis, would they be disagreeing if we have such a Gzeres Shava, which would have relevancy of a Zadain, if one does it deliberately of Karas? Is Din Bitim Anasasi, if you learn the Gzeres Shava, it doesn't say explicitly in the Torah that a man is forbidden to have relations with the daughter of the woman that he raped, which then that was born a daughter. That's learned out from the Gzeres Shava. And if you learn the Gzeres Shava or not, that's going to be irrelevant to the Chiv Karas. The Amar Rav, like Rav said, Amalei Rav Yitzchak Bar Rabdimi, in Perek Eilan Nesrafin, which is explained that this pasuk is regarding, these psukim regarding Bitim Anasasai, which is this din of a Gzeres Shava, it's regarding something that this is a varayis, that would be Zadin Karis, if you learn it or not. Because Asi Heina Heina, we learn that one Gzeres Shava, where it says over there Heina, it says over here Heina, and Asi Zima Zima, it says over there by Chamaisi, and it says over here too, which ultimately, through that Gzeres Shava, we learn that there's a Chiev of Karis regarding Bitim and Asasi. If you learn that Gzeres Shava, yes, if you don't, not, and therefore that's a Gzeres Shava, where he disagrees, would be relevancy to Zadin of Karis. Then the Braisa continued, and it says, Bin dam la dam, the Pasuk says, between different types of bloods. So the Braisa explained that disagreement of Zakir Mam and Rabban is whether Bin dam nida, whether disagreeing if this is women's menstrual blood, dam leida, whether it's the birth blood of a woman, which is Tamei, or dam ziva, which as we just explained before, which is the blood of the 11 days between the days of nida, if that's dam ziva or not. So now he explains to him how each one of these categories would be something that Zadin Karas. Dam nida, this is menstruating blood, beplukta da kavi b'malal v'rabbanim, which is, it's not like the Mishnah says this nida. The Mishnah says, dam hayarik, yellowish, greenish blood, is a machlek, it's a kavi b'malal mitame. He says that dam yarik, yellowish blood, is dam nida, it's menstrual blood, and therefore we'll have that tome. V'chacham matar, the sages say that's tar, that's not, menstrual blood has to be red, black, but not yellow, that's not going to be considered dam nida. Now, the obvious case would be that according to Akav Memalal, it's Tameh, and according to Chum, it's Tar. That's one obvious way of that it would be a Zadin of Karas. But even the not so obvious way is even if the Zilkin Mamri says, like Akav Memalal, where To the contrary, the Zaken Mamre is not doing something that's Zedon Nikaros. If anything, he's being Machman and saying that's Tameh. It could still bring that his Psak is going to bring to Chiyuv of Karas. How so? Because it could happen that the woman will one day, during her days of Nida, meaning which is really the first day when it starts again, she sees some yellowish blood. Now, 2 days later, after 2 days, 3 days later, she sees red blood, and then it stops. So she starts counting her 7 days from when, because during the biblical Yemei Nida, a woman could be flowing the whole time. So she started the 7 days from when she saw the yellowish blood, because it's going like a Kav Malala, like the Zaken Mamre is saying. And then after those 7 days, she immerses. Then she goes and she has relations with her husband 2 days during her Yemei Nida. Why? Because really, like the Beznad Paskin, not like a Kavman Malalil, the yellowish blood is really Tahar. That was not Dam Nida. She actually should have started counting her 7 days of Nida for when she started seeing the red blood. So even that case would be, no matter how the Zaken Mamre Paskins, whether like a Kavman Malalil or not, would be that it could be of Zadin Karis, and that would be the halacha of Dam Nida, which would be like Remeir of Zadin Karis. Dam Leida, how do we have Zadin Karis regarding birth blood? Is beplukta de Rav Alevi. Didma, like we learned, Rav Amar, he says that the blood that comes during the first 2 weeks of when a woman gives birth to a girl, which the Torah says that the blood for those 2 weeks is tummy, and that the blood after those 2 weeks, that the Torah says that up until day 80 is going to be tahar, Rav says, Mayan Echadhu, it's from one spring. I mean to say it's from the same place in the woman. So how is it the first 2 weeks tummy, and then afterwards it's tahar, and then after that it goes back to tummy? Says Rav very simply, Hatayra Tamasu, the Torah, Gzeres HaKasav, said that those 2 weeks it's tummy, and Vatayra Teharta, and the Torah said after 2 weeks, then it's tahar. And then after the days of tahar, of 80 days, then it goes back and it's tummy again, but it's all coming from the same place, it's the same exact blood. But Levi Amar, he disagrees, he says, no, Shnei Mayanasen, there are two different springs in the woman, so to speak, and the way it works is that nistam had tummy, that after 2 weeks, when the tummy spring, when that fountain closes, niftach hatar, then the fountain of pure blood opens up. And when it's nistam hatar, when after the 80 days, when the fountain of pure blood closes, niftach hatummy. So then the other one again opens up again, which is the tummy blood. Now the Gemara Masechet Nida explains what's the difference between Rav and Levi, is if a woman goes a straight flow from within those 2 weeks to beyond those 2 weeks, or from within the 80 days of Tahar to beyond the 80 days of Tahar. According to Rav, that he says that it's really one spring, it's all from the same place in the woman's body. It's just Gzeres HaKasav, that it's the same blood, but boom, after nightfall, it has a new status. So even if it didn't stop that flow of blood from within the 2 weeks, and that blood continues coming out after 2 weeks, it's going to be Tahar, because Gzeres HaKasav, after 2 weeks, the sun becomes Dam Tahar. According to Levi, no, it's going to continue being tummy until it stops. So that then we could say that the fountain was turned off, and now it's starting to flow a new flow. So too, if it's flowing from within the 80 days to after 80 days, according to Rav, it's still going to be tummy. After 80 days, it becomes tummy. Even though it's from that same fountain of the Yemei Tahar. Whereas according to Levi, it's still going to be tahar until that spring closes at some point and starts afresh. Then it's only then going to become tummy. So if the Zaken Mamre and the Rabbanan disagree in this, it's going to come to Karis. Because if the Rabbanan say like Rav and the Zaken Mamre says like Levi, so this Karis after the day of Tahar. And if the Rabbanan like Levi and he's like Rav, so this Karis in the beginning of the Meitar, where Rav is going to be lenient and Levi is going to be Machmer, either way, when it's flowing into the next one, either into Meitar or into Meituma, this Machlik is Rav and Levi will have relevancy regarding Zad and Karis if a woman is forbidden of tumah of leida or not. Now he continues explaining the brisa that dam ziva, another one of the categories of that Zaken Mamre disagreement to Rabbanan, is regarding the blood of ziva. That's bepluktei de Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua, that it's going to come to zadin karis. How so? That's not like the Mishnah Masechet Nida, that's written in the parsha of Zava, regarding the 11 days between Nida to Nida, as we said, which those are the days that if a woman sees that she could come to this Tumah of Ziva, which is similar idea to Nida, but it has a different halachic status. So it says in the Pasuk, V'ishtra ki yazav zav damu yav meramin, that if a woman will have a flow of her blood for many days. Now the Brisa teaches in Masechet Nida, that Lamed Vav Mabez, it says Dama, her blood, which sounds like her blood from herself, but not if the blood's coming because of her child. So that teaches that if a woman was having blood because of the birth pains before birth, If it was coming because of the pain of the of birth, that will not bring a woman to a status of ziva. And for sure, the blood that comes after the birth, which that's already dam laid. But if, and this is what the Mishnah says, kishta shleisha yamim. So let's say she saw 3 consecutive days because of birth pains. She was seeing blood because of labor pains. And this was betech achados yam. This is within the 11 days of ziva. So says the Mishnah, im shavsa, if she stopped before the child came out for a day, mi eis le eis, for a 24-hour period where it stopped and she didn't have any more birth labor pains. And then afterwards, v'yolda, and then she gave birth, whether if she was having labor pains or not, irregardless, harezu yeledes bezav, divi Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar says that this woman will be considered as if she gave birth in a state of ritual impurity of ziva. Why? Because since after the 3 days of seeing blood, she stopped labor pains for 24 hours. So it was retroactively revealed that that flow of blood for 3 days was not because of the child. Because it was because of the child, it shouldn't have stopped labor pains for a full day. So those 3 days of flowing blood during those 11 days will make her into a zava, which then she'll have to count 7 clean days like every zava. And as long as she doesn't count those 7 clean days, then her blood that she has, let's say after the birth, will not be damtar, even after the 2 weeks when it usually becomes damtar. Moreover, after the 80 days are done, she has to bring 2 karbanas, one for birth, which every woman who gives birth has to, and one for her ziva. Rabbi Shuaimer, he disagrees. He says, Laila v'yoyim, it has to be a night and day, kilei l'shabbos v'yoyim, like Shabbos, which is a full 24-hour period, but starting at night, all the way through to the next day. Because he holds, if it's just a 24-hour period, that's not considered stopping. So if let's say it stops at 6 o'clock on Tuesday, and it continues to stop up until 6 o'clock on Wednesday, and then there's a birth, since part of the labor was on the day that she stopped, that would not be considered her being a yeled desbezayv. So it comes out that Rabbi Elazar is being machmer, Rabbi Shua is being mekel, and that's something that would be zedayin nekaris or not if the woman's considered zava, which obviously has relevancy both for tuma and for having relations with a man, which is forbidden. That would be something that zedayin nekaris, and moreover qualifies the Mishnah that sheshavsa minatzah. What we're talking about when we're saying with this is the machlik is regarding her stopping. It means to say that if she stopped for either 24 hours or a full day starting from night, is that she stopped having the birth pains. But we're not concerned if v'loy min adam, it's not about stopping for 24 hours having the flow of blood. That she could have still continued. But as long as she stopped having the pain for 24 hours, that must be that it wasn't due to the blood, due to the labor, and therefore it's going to be from her own self, and therefore she would be considered a yeledes beziva, that she will have the halachic status as a zava. So the Braisa continues explaining, which he's explaining how this is according to a mayor. It said, Bein din ladin. The Pasuk says, between different types of judgments. It said the Braisa, Bein din imamines, whether if they disagree regarding monetary law, din nefashos, whether regarding capital punishment, din imakines, regarding lashes types of laws. So now he explains how each one of these halachas could be according to a mayor of Zedayin Nekaris. When it says, din imamines, monetary law, that's beplukta de shmul rebavo, that the Zakar Mami will be disagreeing with the Bez Nagadol in the machleke shmul rebavo. The Amar Shmuel said, Shnaim Shadanu Dineim Din. Shmuel says, although we know that a court has to be 3 judges, if the court is comprised of 2 judges, it is a judgment. But it's considered an audacious court that has chutzpah. For Bavo, Amar, he disagrees. He says, no, Ledivri HaKol, according to everybody, Ein Dineim Din, it's not considered a judgment even after the fact. Now, so therefore, if it would come out that if they will use 2 judges to extract money from one person and they're going to give it to the other person in judgment, if that person goes now and he's mekadesh a woman with that money, according to Shmuel, who says, okay, after the fact it's considered judgment, that woman is engaged because the money that he got was given to him by the court. According to Bavo, she's not going to be engaged because he's engaging her with stolen money, which the Gemara says in the second paragraph of Masechet Kedushin, Avnon Beis Amid Aleph, regarding the incident of 5 women which he was mekadesh with a certain thing that he had taken, where the Gemara says clearly over there, since he's engaging her with stolen stuff, if it was in that case, if it wasn't Shemitah, then the woman would not be mekadeshes. Where therefore that comes to something that's regarding Karis. Because if the Rabban is like Shmuel and the Zakar Mam is like Rebbe Avo, so he's making it into a situation where she would not be mukadeshes, which this is something that would have relevancy regarding if she's married or not. So to let the Rabbanu like Rebbe Avo and the Zakar Mamre like Shmuel, it's going to come to Karis because he's considering it kedushin. And if another man would come afterwards and be mekadesha, they're going to say, So they're going to take away from the second guy even without a get, because they're going to say she's already engaged to the first one, as the Zakar Mamri says, which is something that could come to Karis, because according to their abundance, she actually was not engaged to the first one because that was stolen money, and she's really engaged to the second one, and she's really a married woman, and obviously it's going to bring to something that of Karis. Which Rashi points out, we're talking about that there's no witnesses and there's no warning, because if there was Edom and Hasra, then it actually wouldn't be Karis, it would be Mises Bezdin. But if there's no Edom and no Hasra, then there's going to be a punishment of Karis. That's the case of a mayor where you have Zedain Karis in regarding Dina Mamanis. Dina Fashas, how do you have it regarding capital punishment? That's Beplukta Rebbe Rabbanan. If the Zakar Mamri and the Beznagodla are disagreeing in the Machlekes Rebbe Rabbanan. Tanag Linda Bryce Rebbe Aimi says, quoting a pasuk in Shemais, which says regarding if two people are fighting and a pregnant woman gets injured, so it says over there, if there's going to be a travesty, so meaning someone's going to die, the woman's going to get killed, says v'nesata nefesh tachas nefesh. So you have to put a life in place of the life. Says Rebbe, that refers to mammon, that refers to money. Ata oimah mammon, do you really say that means to say he only has to pay the money? Oyein ele nefesh mamash, or maybe see, well, he killed a person, he has to get killed himself. So that says Rebbe Nemrit says in the pasuk before that says nesina lamala. It used the word giving in the pasuk before that when it talks about when the woman gets injured and she was pregnant and she loses the child. So the pasuk says v'nasan beflilim. So the assailant has to give through judges the dmei vladis, the value of the lost fetus. And v'nemen nesina lamata, and it says giving over here in this pasuk of v'nasat nefesh tachas nefesh. Ma'ala halimam, and says Rebbe, just like over there, we know it means he doesn't have to give his life for the fetus that was lost, rather he has to give the monetary value of them. Afkan mamon, here also it refers to money. So this pasuk of the satan nefesh tachas nefesh is told when someone intended to kill one person, the friend he was fighting with, and by mistake instead he killed that woman. So Rebbe says the liability is going to be for money, and the rabbans say that no, that person is exempt from that money. As the Gemara has this machlekes in Perek Eilin Nasrafin. So if the inheritors of that victim woman who died would go ahead and grab away money from the assailant, the one who killed her, and the Zakar Mamri would say that no, that person is exempt, and then they take the money and they engage a woman with that money, according to Rebbe, then the woman would be engaged, because Rebbe holds that there is a liability of money. According to Rabbanan, that would not be a valid kedushin. And if another person comes along and now engages that woman, she would really be engaged according to Rabbanan. The second one, which again is a liability of Karis regarding here of a Eshes Ish, having relations with the first man who she's not really engaged to, that's a relevancy of Zadin Karis regarding the halacha of Din Nefashas, which is regarding the halachas of capital punishment regarding having killed the person. Din Makis, what's the relevancy regarding lashes? Is beplukta Rabbi Shmuel Rabbanan, as if they disagree regarding this machlekes of Rabbi Shmuel and the Rabbanan. It's not like in the Mishnah in the beginning of the Masechta of Beis Min Aleph, it says makis begimel. Tanakama says that the law of lashes, to give someone lashes, requires a court of three judges. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel amru bechav gimel. He says that it has to be 23 judges. Now, if the court goes ahead and gives them lashes with three judges, according to Rabbi Shmuel, so they're liable then to give that defendant a monetary compensation like anybody who injures his friend. Because the court had no permission to go ahead and give him lashes because they didn't have 23 judges. If he then takes that money and he engages a woman, according to Rabbanon, they were supposed to give him lashes. And if therefore, if they go ahead and grab away the money and they make a condition with that, it's not a valid condition because they stole the money. Again, that's the same ramification of if the woman's married or not, which is regarding Zadin Karis, which is regarding Dina Makis. So we have those three different cases of Dina Mominis and Dina Fashis, which again, regarding if that's capital punishment, which is actually three Machlekes, and regarding or if it's a monetary obligation, that's a case of Zadin Karis, and also regarding Dina Makis. Then continues the Brice to explain the pasuk that says Beineg LeNeger between different types of Negoyim is Beinigi Adam, says the Brice, whether if it's regarding a Tzeras on a person, Nigi Batim, whether a Nega on a house, Nigi Begadim, whether regarding a Negoyim on a garment. So what are these cases, again, that's going to be according to Remei of Zadin Karis? So he explains Nigi Adam regarding a Nega on a person, Beplukti Reb Shuvah Rabbanan. Zadin Karis would be if they disagree regarding the Machlekes Reb Shuvah Rabbanan. Then now, like learn the Mishnah Masechtas Negoyim that says, "In Baharis Koydim L'Sahar Lavan." If there's two primary components with certain types of Negoyim, which are the Baharis, which is that discoloration on the skin, and there's also the white hair that has to grow on it. So says the Mishnah, if the Baharis, the discoloration comes before the white hair, so tell me, because that's the order that's supposed to be in to become a Nega. But Im Sar Lavan Koydim L'Baharis, if the white hair grew before the discoloration, that's not going to be a Nega. It has to go the other order. But let's say suffix, let's say it's doubtful, they don't know which one came first. So it's a machlokes. The Kama says tummy. That's going to be out of doubt. Consider a nega to be tummy. Beshua, I mean, he says keya. It's going to be weak. So it's going to be my keya. What does it mean weak? Rav, he says keya is going to be weak, meaning it's as if the nega had weakened, which is one of the simanim of tahar to be pure. For example, in the case of, let's say, when the whiteness changed after that the person was sequestered, was locked up, where if it weakened, that's one of the simanim of tahara. So it's being used as an example to say, oh, that there would be something like it's actually simanim of tahara. So contra abanan, if such a person who has this nega goes afterwards into the base of Mikdash, it's chayiv karas because they hold that it's tamei. Contra b'shur, it's going to be potter, and therefore that's something regarding irrelevancy of a zadin of karas. Negibat, regarding a nega in a house, what would be a machlekes zaken mamri and rabanan if to be chayiv zadin karas? It's beplugged Rabbi Elazar b'shimin rabanan. There's not like the Mishnah Masechtas Negoyim that says Rabbi Elazar b'shimin oimi. He says la oilam ina bayis tamei, that a house does not become tamei for having a nega at sheyira kishnegirisen until it's seen on the house, like the measurement of two grisen. The gris is a bean, which is an area of 36 hears, of that the shear of a nega is a gris squared. Now, but additionally, the pasuk says, es ha'avonim, the stones ashebehena nega that has on it the nega. What do you mean, the stones? Means to say that you should have two grisen, that the nega should be ashti avonim, on two stones, meaning each one of the stones should have the measurement of a nega, which is b'shteik salim, on two walls. But where the two walls have it, but Karen's office in the corner. For example, let's say it's in the southeastern corner of the house. Arkay kishnegirisen, the length of the two of them has to be the length of two beans. Verachvik gris, and the width like one gris, which is so that you, each one will have a gris squared, that you should have in the southern wall a gris, and also in the eastern wall a gris. And the nega is totally attached like one there in the corner, by the two corner bricks. So explains the Gemara, my time to Rav Elazar b'Shimon. What's the reason Rav Elazar b'Shimon that he holds it has to be in the corner? Because Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk of Yukir Yudalad, Umarei and Shafel, and that its image was deeper from the kir, from the wall, which is singular. Now Ksiv, there's another Pasuk that says, V'hine anega, that the nega was in the kirois of the habayis, in the walls of the house. There it says plural. Ezehu kirishu kikiris. How do we resolve the contradiction? Is it one wall or two walls? What is a one wall that's like two walls? Have a image that Karen Zavis. That is a corner. Now, the Rabbanan do not require it to be on the corner. So, in a situation where the nega in the house is not in the corner, and then the person goes into that house and then goes into the Beis HaMikdash, according to Rabbanan, there's a liability, of course, because he is Talmid. According to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, he's Pater, and therefore that's something that has a relevancy of Zadin Karas. When it says nigi begodim, that their machlekes could be regarding a nega on the garment, that would be beplukta dribinizmin of tumul for rabbanon, which again would have a relevancy of zadin karas, like we explained this whole brisa, like Remeir's opinion, the first of the three opinions in the brisa, the time like luna brisa. Rabbinizmin ben of tumas, I mean, he says minayim, from where do we know it's getin top of pechesim and aleph, lepricha bibegodim, regarding if a nega tzaras in the garment spreads throughout the entire garment, and the whole garment is covered with that nega, she tahara, that actually paradoxically, the whole garment then becomes tar. How do we know that? Because nemer karachas v'gabachas ba'odim, it says the term karachas, gabachas, which are certain types of negoim on a human being of a nega. But nemer karachas v'gabachas ba'odim, it says also those terminologies of different types of negoim of karachas and begachas on the garment. So we make the following zereshava. Malahal and Perach Bukuli Tar, just like over there regarding the human being. If the nega spreads throughout his whole body, he actually becomes tar, as the Pasuk says in Yukyud Gimel, in Pareach Tifrach Atzeras. If the Tzeras goes and spreads, Vehine Chissa Atzeras is called Besar, and it goes and covers his whole skin, Vitaras a nega, then the nega actually becomes tar. So Afkan, Perach Bukuli Tar, so then therefore also over here by the Beged, that if it spreads throughout the whole garment, it's going to be tar. Now, the Rabbon actually disagree with this halacha. So in that type of situation where the nega goes and spreads out the entire garment, and then that person who had the garment brings it into the Beis HaMikdash, or touches it and then goes into the Beis HaMikdash, according to Rabbanan, he'd be chayiv karas, according to Rabbi Yonasan, he's going to be potter. That's also a case of relevancy, as Rabbi Meir had said, of zadin karas regarding negi begadim. So the Gemara will continue on the next daf, continuing and concluding the Brisa, explaining how each one of these halachas of the Brisa, qualifying the areas of zaken mamre being chayiv, chenik, for his rebelling against the high court, would apply specifically, Ramirez says, in Zanikaris and Shigasechatis.